is a typical day at University of Toronto Scarborough. Most students walk to their next class discussing their upcoming midterms. But some students are more concerned about the genocide in Sri Lanka. Dinasika Mahindran is one of them. Mahindran is Tamil and her family is from Sri Lanka. She says she believes the civil war has gone on for too long. The Tamil Tigers rebel group and the Sinhalese government have been fighting for 25 years. The violence has recently escalated to what some Tamils are calling genocide by the Sinhalese government. Mahindran says the situation is worsening.
Medical supplies can't get in, food can't get in, water, nothing. There's actually been attacks on a lot of hospitals down there. In fact, one hospital had two, three attacks, and they're working with the bare essentials. They don't have any medical supplies.
Mahindran also has family in Sri Lanka.
Personally, my family's okay over in Sri Lanka. One set lives in Colombo, and one lives in Jaffna, in a village where it's controlled by the government, so it's not the war zone. But it's affecting me as a, not even as a Tamil member, but as a person, seeing women and children being killed. I saw a video where a boy, he lost his arm and he was bandaged, and he was just like, look on his face. I was like, no hope.
Mahindran, like other members of the Tamil community, wants the violence to stop and hopes that protesting this genocide will put pressure on the Canadian government to intervene. Selena Mann, Observer Radio News, Scarborough.